friends, we are continuing our shiur in the topic of Rambam Hilchos Malachim, and we were discussing the Halacha Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, the instances in which one should not listen to the king, or one need not listen to the king. If one is osek b'mitzvahs, afilo b'mitzvah kala, he's pater from listening to the king. Because divrei divrei eved divrei Rav Kolbman. And if the king is gozer l'batel mitzvah, you don't listen to him. That's the halacha in the Rambam. And we saw the yisod of dinei in the previous year, the yisod of dinei derabbanan, that it's not merely that you have to listen to the rabbis. It's more than that, that the rabbis, when they make a decree, that law takes upon independent, inherent value. In fancy words, they call it ontologi. Now there's something ontological about this mitzvah, something inherently significant about this mitzvah, and not merely mitzvah l'shmo adibri zikenim, like the Meshech Chachmo at the Taina. And that's how we explain the Radbaz. Gabei chiyuv l'shmo adibri hanavi. That originally the Radbaz thought that it's only minan l'makom, and then we saw that it's even minan l'chavero, because originally we thought it was just on the person. So therefore, the Navi can tell you not to be Makayim ben Adam Lamakoms, but not ben Adam Lachavero, because it's a different plane. What does your own command have to do with your friend? It's not Machayiv him. But then we see that it's something that is Be'etzem. And therefore, even if somebody is Chayiv Misa, a Navi can command to kill somebody. And what does he have to do with that? What's it his guilt? Because this person, really, the Navi says he's Chayiv Misa. He's really Chayiv Misa. And there's no issue of in Esei Decha Losesei, because he can make the Losesei into a mitzvah that's not an Avera. That's the Din Shmiya B'Kol Navi. That's what we learned in the previous shir. So now we're going to take that further and Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, when we learn these Rambams, Hilchos Malachim, Baruch Hashem, we've had many shiurim. We don't just, read the Rambam and explain a little bit what he means and then move on. We go B'Histafus Gedola, and usually we base ourselves in the Bar Miriam, but we do not say everything that Bar Miriam says, because it is just amazing the amount of period of a review of this Torah, how it just keeps multiplying more and more. And then in the end, the Pshat and the Rambam is just illuminating. So it's Mamash Gevalt. So now we're going to continue with the Kasha, the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Tes Vav asks the Bakanta Kasha, that b'chol essay or los essay ba'alma, anytime you have an essay and a los essay, why shouldn't the person be chayiv misa bidei shamayim? Kedin over al divrei novi. Sha'ari Moshe Rabbeinu, Moser HaTorah Novi Haya. Every time you're over on an Aveira, you should be chayiv misa bidei shamayim, because you're over al divrei HaNovi, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. And he gave us the Torah, Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. This is discussed in many Achronim, including the uncle of Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Lerocha, the Avodah Samelech, and Hilchas Yisod Yatara, the ninth parak. The Rogachaber talks about it in Safnas Panech at the end of Hilchas Afla, and the Chubit Safnas Panech Helik Beisim and Koflanet Ches. So, based on what we said, this Kasha can be answered. Says Mari Rabbi, I'm going to go to the Yisak Manzitzel. To Kevin, she ain't no chiyuv al shmiya. Elohu chiyuv ala siyas maise. When the Navi tells you to do something, it's nishnar, it's not merely a chiyuv to listen, but rather, it's a chiyuv to do a maise. The maise becomes inherently aser, since that's what the Navi said. And it's similar exactly to Mitzvah Rabbanon, that the Bahag includes them, a number of them, in Taryag Mitzvahs, because the Mitzvah Be'etzem has significance. It's not just Shmiel Kol Chachomim. So Hua Din Kein, Sivui Navi, Zel B'Zach, when it comes to listening to the Navi, it's a Mitzvah that you have to keep it, Mitzvah Be'etzem HaMitzvah. However, just like mitzvahs d'oraisa don't have what mitzvahs d'rabbanans have, they're different type, they're different categories of mitzvahs. Shteit and brachas dalet amid beis, erevin chufalof amid beis, kol oivra adibre soifim chayiv misa. And look in Rashi, Tosis, and Sotav dalet amid beis, and the Gilyoni Ashas and brachas over there. If you're over on Divrei Sofim, you're over on Divrei Chachamim, Chas Shalom, Chayiv Misa. So, the person who, the Chachamim definitely told you to keep the Torah. So why aren't you Chayiv Misa for Divrei Torah? Wouldn't the rabbis tell you to keep the Torah? Havadiya? Havadiya? So why every time one is over on the Torah, it's not Chayiv Misa? The answer is that a person is chayiv in Torah begidre hachiyuv shel Torah derabbanan is begidre chiyuv derabbanan. In other words, this is a classic lumbus. These are two different categories. Avad and avad, the rabbis tell you to listen to the Torah, but you're chayiv in dinei Torah under the rubric of dinei Torah, in the category of dinei Torah, in the classification of dinei Torah. And you're chayiv in derabbanans under the rubric of derabbanans, under the classifications of derabbanans. And the same would apply to divrei navi. The chiyuv misa is on a mitzvah that's chal mikoch the divrei navi. Just like in derabbanans, you're not over on every daraisa, you're not over in a chayv misa, because all over divrei sofim chayv misa, because that's only laws that are classified as derabbanans. Whereas Dinei Torah have their own gather, their separate gather. So to Divrei Navi, the Chiyuv Misa is on a mitzvah that's Chal Mikoch Divrei Navi. Mashen Kein Divrei Torah, that's a mitzvah Mitzad HaTorah. And its Gedarim are Lefi Chiyuv HaTorah. And therefore you're not over on the Chiyuv of over al divrei navi, because if it was just that you didn't listen to the navi told you to keep the Torah, but that's not what it is. It's not about not listening to the navi. The idea is that the din be'etzen that the navi tells you to do, the halacha, the mitzvah of the navi, has a classification as a mitzvah sanavi, and that's what you have to listen to. The mitzvah, the mitzvah is inherently a mitzvah, so it's not just din shmiya, that you have to follow what the Navi says, but what he tells you has no ontological meaning, significance. No, it does, and therefore it has its own gather, and it's different than Divrei Torah. And now we understand what we find in the Mishnah Sanhedrin of Peites Amud Aleph, a special chiyuv of a Navi who's over al Divrei Atzma, Ayin Sham. But the kasha is, he's over al Divrei Navi. Why do you need a chiddush, a special chiyuv, of over al divrei atzmo, based on what we said? gewaltig. Because the chiyuv is that there's a din mitzvah that's chal al yedei nevuas navi. And the aveira on this mitzvah is what's machayev misa. And this is not chal stam. You have to have a miras navi. Ve'ashvuye bole mitzvah al yedei zeh. He has to create a mitzvah. He has to make a mitzvah through his amira. But if he's over al divrei atzmo, in other words, he heard a nevuah and he wasn't a kind what he was commanded, there was no chalos mitzvah yidei mesiris hanavuah. And therefore, this has to be a special chiyuv of overal divrei atzma, but not overal divrei hanavi, because that's a different category. The Maritz Chayis in the Perek Dalet of Sefer Taras Hanavim, he brings a lot of nafkaminas between based on what we said. So now it would appear, after we've established these yisodos vis-a-vis a Novi and Chachmei Yisrael and Chazal, Fiza Nira Shelto Davar Melech יש לו כוח מחמס הציווי להשבויה בדבר המצווה מציוס של דובר הצורך לעשוסה. A king has כוח to create a דבר מצווה, a מציוס of something that you have to do. We said earlier in the name of the Meshech Chachma, quoted the Meshech Chachma earlier, and the Meshech Chachma writes, that you have a Kal v'chomer mimelech, that you're chayav misa al ishmi al mitzvah derabanan, she'ein chayavan al for not listening to the Melech, in other words, it's pashut that if you have a melech, then you want his chayiv misa. It's merida b'malchus. So when it comes to a melech, there's no inyan b'mitzvah atzma. It's nothing inherent. Certainly chachamim. This is the lashon of the Meshech Chachma. Vaf michavnu ha'emes kfi ma shiratzan habore be'emes b'chozos lo ratz Hashem Yisrael la'asos l'chok nitzchi mitam k'musim cheker aloka. So whatever God wants to be eternal, he told us in the Torah. Rak shia me'atzes ha'chachamim uveritzonam. God wanted it to be what the chachamim, they should decide on their own what their mitzvahs will be. For Ratzadavka Shanishma Bakolam, and he wants us to listen to their voice. Avalobi Pirte Hadvarim. In other words, not because of the words, their words are essentially valuable. It's not because they create a new mitzvah, but because they said, so you have to listen to the mitzvah that they said. Matsano Dugmasu Batorah Inyan Domalizah, we find in the Torah something similar to this. This is in the Meshech Chachma, in the Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph in Parashas Shoftim. Mashechmira Torah l'shmo b'kol melech yosir mashechmira l'shmo b'kol chachamich hevim misa b'divrei kodsho. We have mamash a pasuk to tell us that if you don't listen to a melech, person's chayav misa. Kol asher yamres pichamos yumas. Uvechozos l'dug mashimi ben gera hayim etzuvim in Hashem l'shmo b'kol shlomo. L'vilti latzis mikir ha'ir v'chutza. Chayav Misalzem, Malachim Aleph Beis, Lamed Vav. B'nei Lecha Beis, B'yishlam B'yashav, T'sham Lo Tetzim Yisham Ana V'ana. You build, you get yourself a house in the Rova. And don't leave, don't leave. And he was Chayav Misa. V'ya B'yom Tzeischa, V'avartas Nachal Kidron, Yado Teidat Kimot Tamut. So he goes out, he dies. Avlim Ratz Hashem Shiyomer Zeh Shlomo, V'yom Chevtzeh Yisborach B'prat Zeh. That's what God wanted. Shemach pat l'rachmanim yetzeh. What does God care? He leaves. He doesn't leave. So the Meshech Chochma says that God doesn't want us to listen to the Tzivui HaPrati. It's not what they said. It's the fact that they said it. That's what matters. Why do you have to listen to me? Because I'm your father. Not because what I said is necessarily the right thing to do, but just the fact that someone's your father, you have to listen. Your mother. And the same thing applies to a melech. That's the havana of the Meshech Chochma. A melech is only inherent, and so to chachamim there's nothing inherent in what they say, but you have to listen anyway. Came in the Melech Pshita Leishen Enim Dvar Mitzah Atzimu Kavachorma LeMitzis Derabbanan. The Meshech Chochma holds that there's nothing inherent in what the king says. So certainly, Kavachorma Mitzis Derabbanan. So that's the Kavachorma. We have a pasuk that one has to die for what the king says. So, and that has nothing inherent. So certainly, the Derabbanans have nothing inherent. But we proved Fakert. That there is something inherent in Mitzvahs Derabbanan, like we discussed Barichos in the previous year. Not so much Barichos, but you know, more Barichos than a tweet. That's why I call this the Twitter generation. You know, people like things short and sweet. Not everything on Twitter is always so sweet, but we like things sometimes a little bit broad and expansive. Even though it says in the Gemara, "Lo lemishana ladam tami da derech ktsara," but you know, ktsara is all relative. So back to our discussion over here. Based on what we said, the mitzvah derabban yesh koch lashvuy a mitzvah bechevtza, so hu adin kein melech mikal b'chomer. So a king most certainly he can make mitzvahs bechevtza. The Rambam writes that a melech is b'madrega yos gedoli yoser minavi. Say for a mitzvah esei kufayin gimel. And then he writes, you have to listen to his mitzvahs. Pashtus dvar of mashma. That also regarding this chiyuv, if he's not soser divrei Torah like the Rambam says, the melech is b'madrega yoser gedoli minavi. King is on a higher madrega than a navi. And since we explained that koach hanavi is to create a mitzvah in what he commanded, whatever he commanded you to do, that becomes a mitzvah. So the same would apply then to a melech. Because even in this matter, it's preferable to a navi. So now we have this three-pronged commandment. Commandment of a navi, melech, and chachamim. And they all have inherent value. Kind of rare the makor inyan is from the pasuk of Kol Asher Yamar Espicha. And we learn from this that the king has a koach la shvuye chiyuv b'davar shetziva alav. He can make it an inherent chiyuv. And the makor is the Medrash Rabba that we referred to in the first shir, the pasuk in Koheles ani pi melech shmor that I guard the word of the king. Ha'ani she'omer lecha pi ha'melech she'tehei maso alecha shemor she'lo timrat al tzivuyav. So you have to guard not only the melech malchei hamlochim, but also stam ha'melech. And it's talui b'fiv. B'fi ha'melech. Not that there's an asiyah neged ha'melech, but because what he says creates a chiyuv al etzem hadabur, what comes out of his mouth already sanctifies it. It becomes tzivui piv. And the Medrash compares it to amiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the Medrash says that the amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preferable. The amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes precedence. Because the pasuk says, Vayter val divrat shvuas Elokim. So it tells you that the Shavuah of Elohim, what you already swore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you took an oath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, that takes preference, that takes precedence. Aval Haimeti, that there's this comparison, they're compared, in the end Hashem takes precedence. But what the Melech says also has inherent value, also has inherent importance. And because of this, if not for the miyut of Ach, of Rak, Ach and Rak, Rak Chazak Vematz, and Yoav didn't darshan this miyut, as we learned in the previous shir, so Uriah would have a din that Tzarech Lahargo. And this has nothing to do with the problem of Esse not being Dochalosis, and how can the Navi say to kill somebody? How can the Melech say to kill somebody? Because that's a koach a Navi l'shah. And if not for a special pasuk, it could also be his koach l'doros to go against the Torah. So that's why you have a special miut when it comes to the Melech. Of Rak. Rak Chazak V'amatz. This Rak is a miut. Shekol Koach Tzivui HaMelech Mugbal Shelo B'Divrei Torah. So at Kama Shenogel L'Divrei Torah, his Tzivui cannot create something that you're chayiv to be Mekayim. Because he doesn't have the Koach HaMalchus to go against the Torah. In other words, his koach hamalchus only makes a chiyuv to the point of Iraq, not going against Divrei Torah. When it comes to going against Divrei Torah, there, the king doesn't have the power. And therefore, as we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Memtes, that Amasa wasn't a Marid B'Malchus, even though he wasn't Mazik, he didn't call the Anshe Yehuda fast enough, Al Pitzivui David, because he was learning. Like the Gemara says, that Mishum Dashkechinu Da Pasiach Lehu B'Mesechta V'Yomar Ksiv Kol Asher Yam Respich Lo Yishma Tzvrecha Asher Tzivenu Lamus Yochal afilu divrei Torah, tamalom erak, chazak v'amatz. So when it comes to divrei Torah, there's a rak. So normally you have to listen to the king, except when it comes to divrei Torah. So the king doesn't have that much power. The king has power be'etzem in what he says. Just not to be over on divrei Torah. But there is inherent ontological significance to the tzivui hamelech. Rakat kama, that it's not nogeya to being mevatel what it says in the Torah, or to being mevatel Talmud Torah. Okay, so these are Yisodos Neflaim, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, and we will proceed further. Em Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope in the next shir b'li neder, so much more to say. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.